My name is Susan Tansey Fields, and I'm 52 years old, and I'm sitting here with my sister. My sister is?
My name is Laura Tansey, and I'm 45 years old.
And we have a few of our children. This is?
My name is Salvador, and I am 7 years old.
And?
My name is Hannah, and I'm 10 years old.
So today we're speaking with James Hecker Tansey, who is our dad and grandfather. And we are recording in Corpus Christi, Texas. Today is Thanksgiving Day, and we are having a great time.
There's one other participant.
Oh, one other participant. Can you tell me your name?
My name is Santiago.
And Santiago, how old are you, babe? How old are you? You're 3.
No, I'm 1, 2, 3, 4.
Great. All right. So, can you tell me about someone who had a big influence on your life? Maybe some of the important lessons that they taught you?
Oh, boy, several people have been influenced. I can think about my parents, my father especially. He is very strict, and he demanded family time and dinner time. Everybody got together, and every Sunday we'd have family day that we'd either take a ride. At that time, we were living in Caracas, Venezuela. We'd take a ride and see something interesting or go someplace very interesting. My mother was also, she was a good influence on me. She was very kind and gentle, and she had some good ideas, and she was really pushing us to really study hard. So I went finally to the University of Notre Dame, and that was a big influence. Some of the professors at Notre Dame were a big influence on my life. They said what I should act like, how I should act in public, and the moral rules. And I understood my religion. I'm a Catholic, and that helped a lot. Oh, there's in Venezuela, there were a lot of some people, like the people I went to school with and their parents. They were from Venezuela, and I understood their what they were. And there was a friend of mine was Dutch, and he has a different look. And some people from Britain, and I understand their culture was a little bit different. Everybody else said, give me a good thing that we have to understand people and their culture, and we have to respect people.
Daddy, can you describe one of your happiest memories?
Oh, happiest memories. I had a lot of happy memories. I mean, when the kids were born, they were very happy when they were here with us. That was great to have small children that were very healthy, and they I was very happy when they went to school and did so well in school. My daughters both have master's degrees, and my wife has several master's degrees, and I was very happy with my son. He eventually got a job as an engineer, and he's doing extremely well. I'm very proud of them, and that makes me very happy. Other happy times was when I graduated from the University of Notre Dame. And another time was where I was commissioned a officer in the Navy. I was looking forward. I mean, I was glad I made that hurdle. And very happy when I got a job with Exxon, starting with a Reuben. They transferred me to Cartagena, Colombia.
So what are you proudest of, Daddy?
Well, as I said, I'm proud of my kids. I mean, they're tremendously have good jobs, and they're good people. One's a lawyer, one's a director of a hospital, and the third one's an engineer with a company, and they're all doing extremely well. I'm very proud of them. I'm proud of my wife. My wife has several degrees and has worked hard working as a psychologist, and she works for a psychiatrist, and she's now retired, and I'm very proud to be retired now. As we've had a good life, a working life, and now we're going to enjoy ourselves and enjoy our grandchildren.
How would you like to be remembered, Daddy?
How would I like to be remembered? That's kind of a good question. I'd like to be remembered as everybody said, oh, you remember Jim about 20 years from now, and said he was a good man, and he tried hard to do the right thing. I just want to be very positively remembered in a lot of things that I've done.
For your great-great-grandchildren listening to this years from now, is there any wisdom you would want to pass on them? What would you want them to know?
Well, I guess the biggest thing is don't make enemies. I mean, accept people of different cultures. There's no reason for hate to be in the world. It's got to be appreciation, respect, and there's... There's nobody that you should hate. Another thing is be aggressive or be understanding your religion, what it teaches you, or morality. And know that I love my children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, and I always wish I was there with them.
So you talked a lot about some really positive things. Have there been challenges in your life? Have you had some difficult moments, you and Mommy?
Well, there's a difficult moment we had. It was a very tragic thing in our life. To this day, it's hard for me to talk about it. We had a young son that was born in Aruba. And he only lived for 2 days. And Aruba didn't have the facilities with a local hospital to handle the problem. And I was very, very sad about that. And that was difficult. It was a difficult time with my wife and I over the last few years. Not last year, this happened, 40 years ago, 50 years ago. So during that period, the next few years, it really affected my wife probably more than myself. But she couldn't think straight. And she had a bad car accident because she just lost it. Those years were kind of tough. But right now, no, I really haven't had any difficult times with my wife. We are a partner, and we like to do things together. Sometimes she takes the lead, and she has more aggressive things she wants to do, and I'm more like I'm happy where I am. But anyway, we work them out.
I have a question. Where did you and Mommy first kiss?
Where did Mommy and I first kiss? We first kissed when I was dating Mommy. I was a sophomore at the University of Notre Dame, and Glenda's mother was the first grade teacher at the school, and my mother was a librarian at this school, Campo Alegre, in Venezuela. And we met her at the a theater club, a tennis club.
And she, the first time you met.
Yes. I met her at the tennis club, and in Venezuela, in the rules of that day, women had to wear dresses. They couldn't wear shorts in public. So she asked me for a ride home, and I gave her a ride home, and she left her wallet in the car. So I called her up, and I went over to see her, and then I really enjoyed her the first time. She was easy to talk to. She was very pretty. And I guess about the third date, that was the first kiss.
Sweet. So tell me a happy memory that you have with Mommy, a very happy memory.
Boy, I have a bunch of those. Our memories from before we were married, we did lots of things. I went up to Colorado when her parents got transferred, went back to Colorado. And before school started, I went there and spent a week with them at a campground with the parents and we did lots of stuff, and a few smooching here and there. Other times, after we got married. It was an extremely happy time, and there's been happy times since then. We take trips together. We take car trips across the country. We go on cruises, and those are very enjoyable times.
And how did you know that she was the one?
How did you know that she was the one? The one.
I guess they always told me, you know she's one when and it is. Because I just very, very comfortable with her. I could very, we had all sorts of conversations about all sorts of subjects. And she was very easy to talk to, and I really enjoyed that. So I really wanted to talk to her some more. So that all summer long, that summer, before I had to go back to school at Notre Dame, we spent a lot of time together. And at that time, I knew she was a friend. I guess it's very good to fall in love with your friends. So we didn't have any conflicts at all. So that's about the first 3 months I knew it.
You shared a letter with us today that her dad wrote to you when you asked him for her hand in marriage. I guess you did it by correspondence since you weren't in the same place. Do you remember getting that letter and reading it? What tell me about that time.
Well, I was ecstatic because he said yes. He said some nice things about me, and he says he would approve of our marriage. And we had planned to get married as soon as I graduated from Officer Candidate School. Unfortunately, at that time, I got orders to report to the ship the next day, and we were going off to Europe because of the Berlin Wall, because they were building. I was part of an anti-submarine warfare group, and they were building a wall, and we had to go. So when I returned from that, we got married as soon as we could on March 17th in 1962.
So what words of advice do you have for your children and grandchildren?
Well, my children, I think they're perfect. I mean, they're really good people. And that's my advice, and work hard, and they all work very hard, and they're very successful, and I can't ask for anything more. My grandchildren, just follow your parents, or follow your parents, their example. You have to be honest, work hard, and understand, handle other people, and don't have any hatred, and just have respect and common love for everybody.
Thank you, Daddy, for talking to us and for letting us record these questions.
Yeah, thank you very much, Daddy.
Thank you for the questions.